I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Former U.S. Congressional 2 candidate Claire Chase, who was defeated in the Republican primary for that seat on Tuesday by Yvette Harrell, declared that she will support Harrell to help defeat incumbent and Democrat Social Torres Small.
It's a tough race, a hard fought, but Yvette won. We wanted to make sure that we committed to our word and came together to support the nominee in the end. So we sent an email and posted on social media to our supporters, just talking about why we got in the race, why we wanted to make New Mexico better, and to congratulate Yvette, encourage our supporters to get behind her, and we made a donation to her campaign.
Chase points out it's going to be paramount to beat Social Torres Small now.
Absolutely. You know, we have, for the last 2 years, not had a voice from southern New Mexico that has been represented in Washington, D.C. Torres Small has voted with Nancy Pelosi and AOC north of 90% of the time. And, you know, this is our only shot at taking the seat back if we don't want to lose it to the Democrats for forever. So uniting as a party is definitely important and certainly something we're committed to, because we have to do our best to be sure that we beat Congressman Torres Small in November.
So, Claire, as you move forward, what's up next for you?
I think this is just the end of a chapter, but the beginning of something else. And I certainly have a lot of faith in God and whatever his plans are for me.
In the final Lincoln County unofficial totals, Mike Wood captured 52% of the voters cast in the Lincoln County Republican primary election. He is to become the next sheriff. Woods defeated fellow Republicans, veteran police officer Ben Hazen, and businessman Richard Ford. Hazen got 39% of the votes, and Ford picked up 306 votes in his favor. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.